Hello?
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I'm looking to speak to Ricky Kuo.
This is Rick.
Okay, Mr. Quay, just so you know, I'm not asking for any donations, and I'm not trying to sell you anything. The purpose of my call is because I want to ask you just a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. First, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
41 plus.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a PCC restoration, bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, refractory bricklayer, stone mason, cement mason, plasterer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, tile setter?
Bricklayer, blocklayer, cement finisher.
Okay, thank you. Cement finisher, okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, a journey level mechanic, foreman?
Owner of the company.
Oh, owner. Okay, no problem.
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. And when you were working, approximately how many weeks were you unemployed? That is, before to find work.
I was never unemployed.
Never. Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary when you work before you retire to work for any non-union contractors?
No. We are strictly a union contractor.
Okay, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, okay. Thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
I would say about the same.
About the same? What about more union construction projects?
I really don't know, to be honest. So my brothers and I ran the business. All of us retired. We've been out of the business for 2 years, so I really don't know what's happening out there. Haven't really been paying too much attention.
Okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I would say no, because that's one of the reasons why we retired, because we couldn't get the necessary qualified help to do our work.
Okay. Did any stewards appointed by the union ever visit your work site? Yes or no?
We never had a problem with stewards.
No. Okay. And were you ever appointed as a job steward by the union?
No. No, they wouldn't let an owner be a job steward.
Okay, I understand. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state and local government, through the federal government, privately, or you don't know?
It was a privately owned business.
Okay, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, more unemployment than now, or about the same?
I honestly don't know. We've been out of the business. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
If we don't get rid of Biden, it's going to get worse.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, when you worked, did you ever have any health or safety hazards, such as unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you never had any real safety concerns?
We always gave our employees the best of safety with safety meetings and sent them out to seminars, and our employees were always highly trained for safety.
Okay, thank you.
We provided all the safety equipment needed to do any job.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No, okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, union organizing.
No.
Picketing.
No.
Political canvassing.
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often, this is not for you, retire. Did any representatives visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Changing the subject a little bit to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, radio, cable news.
Internet.
Which one? Internet?
Okay. Yeah.
What about second? Do you get it from friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, radio, cable news?
Local newspaper.
Local newspaper, okay. What about third? Do you get the source from friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, radio, cable?
Probably from the TV, local TV stations.
Okay, local TV stations. What about for third? Do you get it from radio, cable news, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors?
Cable, I guess, local cable.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose a fourth and fifth one, which one will you choose? Friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, or radio?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
Okay.
I only follow news on certain things, and others I don't pay attention to. So.
I understand. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, support for labor unions, foreign policies, education, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, or something else?
All of them.
If you had to pick one specifically, like top priority?
Immigration.
Immigration, okay. Thank you. And as you may know, BAC, B-A-C, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. As you may know, Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, not very important that the federal elected officials support it?
It's important.
That would be somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I wouldn't know who supports it or the Democrats are running this country in the ground. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, I understand. As you may know, the United Auto Workers also also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
The workers.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president.
Stop. I don't like Biden. You can put me negative with Biden for everything, okay? Let's end it right there.
Okay.
Biden is
thank you.
He's a waste of human air.
Okay, and do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
No.
Disapprove?
Disapprove, yes.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 24? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump all the way.
Trump all the way. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. How will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say poor. They're, as far as going through retirement with them, they are very, very difficult to deal with. I'm not happy with the international.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, in a small statement, how can they provide a better service and a better representation, in your own words?
I don't have an answer for that. I don't know what they need to do. But
if you could make a suggestion.
I don't have one, to be honest, because it's the way the world, this country is right now. Nobody wants to work, and the younger generation don't know how to work. They don't even know how to read a ruler. They have no work ethic, and the unions are dying right now because there's nobody that wants to go out and work for a living and work hard for a living. And I don't know how the union can do anything better to bring these people in other than to pay higher wages or better benefits. I don't know, but that's one of the reasons why we got out of the business as a union contractor, because they could not supply us with quality people for us to bid work and go out and do it. We couldn't hire the people from the union to do it. They were out of quality people.
Now, following that statement, what do you think the union's top priority should be the rest of this year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I think they need to work on getting quality people in to supply contractors.
On getting quality people.
Quality people that are talented, yes, and train them to be talented.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, union messages, text? Email, job site,
email.
Meetings, email?
Email.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year? A couple times
never,
a year?
Never.
Or more? Never? Okay.
Never. No, I don't hear anything.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Independent? Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democrat Party? Or neither?
Right now, Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you.
White Caucasian.
And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Ricky.
Thank you so much, Ricky. You have a blessed night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.